from the high desert and the great American Southwest. I bid you good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the annual predictions show. I'm Art Bell. Tell you all about it in just a moment. Let me cover just a couple of things for you before we get really started here. We're going to do predictions for 2007, both tonight and tomorrow night. The only predictions that will be recorded are ones that that are made right here on the air. That's right. So all can hear them. There's no hocus pocus. There's no cheating. There's no bending. There were tapes made. It's been recorded. I've got scripts of last year's. And by the way, you didn't do so well last year. Previous years, you've done quite well. Last year, well, you were affected by the tsunami that had occurred. Everybody had tsunamis on their mind. So in a moment, I'll sort of lay down the groundwork for how I would like you to do these predictions. But first, a couple of things for those of you who have not heard. I am back in the United States of America, actually back at home, and Erin is with me. She's immigrated to the USA, the great USA, and she is in the first couple of days of her adjustment. She was greeted to about 60-mile-an-hour winds and about 25 degrees, and that's a bit much, but she did. She's a trooper. I had purchased her a little jacket, a very warm jacket in Manila at a surplus store. Needless to say, not a lot of people in Manila buy jackets. And so she looks like a little Eskimo as she's walking around town. Not easy to miss. Just like a little Eskimo. We saw a movie and a little Eskimo girl was describing these little things and these little animals. And she that makes Erin laugh every time I do it. So she is here in the good old U.S. of A., and I'm here, too. Last night, I was not here because I was so jet-lagged, and I've got a cold. She's got a cold. We've both got colds. So that about covers that. The webcam, one more item on that score. When I was in the Philippines on the other side of the world, I would come on the air and ask about any Americans, who happened to be in the Manila area married to Filipinas. So now I'm going to do the opposite, and I'm going to say, if anybody knows of any Filipinas here in Pahrump, Nevada, by all means, get hold of me at KNYE and let me know. I'm sure there are some Filipinas here in Pahrump in this area. And so simply call KNYE Radio. And I will hook you up with Erin, and she'll make some friends. Now, here's a really remarkable coincidence. My neighbor, right across the street from me, has just married or is about to marry a Filipina girl, and he's going to immigrate her to the U.S. So whenever that happens, we'll have a neighbor who's a young Filipina gal, and that'll be great. But until then, if anybody knows of any Filipinas here in Pahrump, why, call KNYE and leave a message and be assured I will get back to you. Now, the wonders of communication. Let me tell you, when I got home, the first thing I did was I set up a wireless internet setup for the internet that I have here. And this afternoon, just incredibly, Erin was sitting at the dining room table with a portable computer and a headset mic, casually chatting with her brother on the island of Mindanao in the Philippines. Now, how incredible is that? Somehow they've rerouted a little bit of the internet to the Philippines after the gigantic earthquake in Taiwan. And to sit there and watch her video conference and talk to her brother was one of the more amazing things that I've seen in my whole life. I mean, it's just an amazing world we live in now, isn't it? All right, down to business. This program, tonight and tomorrow, will be a combination of reviewing predictions made in 2006. I've already done a little bit of that, and it doesn't look good. And making predictions for 2007. Now, this is all phone call stuff. The only predictions that I'm going to record are ones given here on the air. I will assign a number to your prediction. And if you hit it, baby, I'm telling you, we'll come back to you for more. I am convinced that many in my audience are psychic. I know a lot of you are psychic. This is the time of year to do this. The rules, there are a few. Only one prediction per customer. Only one. So make it a good one. Reach down into your psychic center and come up with a really something good that's going to happen. And it doesn't have to be good. It can be bad. Most of them are. In 2007, really think it out. Don't just don't, you know, say let's get on the air and talk a little bit and say something on the air. Really dig down deep into your psychic center and come up with something that's going to happen in 2007 because I want a really good year. Number two, no predictions of United States presidential assassinations. Now, the reason for that is simple. When somebody makes a prediction of an assassination of a U.S. political official, what happens is the Secret Service will knock on my door. Some little old lady in Missouri will call the U.S. Secret Service and say, hey, I just heard somebody on the radio say they're going to kill the president, which, of course, is not what happened, but that's what she'll say. So in the interest of not having the Secret Service at my door for about the fifth time, no predictions of U.S. Political leaders being assassinated. That's a rule. Now, finally, no hopes, dreams, wishes, only predictions. I want a good year. I want a really good year of predictions. So, with that in mind, I will simply quickly look at the news. Saddam, of course, has been hanged near Tikrit, as a matter of fact, small town near Tikrit. He didn't show any emotion, and that was that. He's gone. The nation honored Gerald Ford in funeral ceremony Saturday that recalled the touchstones of his life, which course include the pardon of Richard Nixon, the reason he probably was not reelected or elected, I guess I ought to say. 80 Iraqis killed, very deadly month for the U.S. Hundreds of drivers having to be rescued from a winter storm. It's a bad one, stretching all the way from Canada to Mexico. A message from Cuba saying that Castro, ruining, by the way, a prediction made last year, may actually get better from his malady. The Godfather of Soul, of course, will not get better and is being mourned. And Governor Schwarzenegger released after surgery. And that's about it. That's all the news there is. Now, down to business. First, I will, I'm going to show you how poorly we did last year. However, it's a high point to begin with. Bud from Michigan made prediction number one in 2006, for 2006. He said it's going to be and by the way, my thanks to Andy. Andy actually went back at the network. He wanted to work in radio, and they gave him a job and sat him down with all of the predictions for 2006, and he sat down and recorded each and every one of them. So, Andy, thank you so very much. Prediction one, Bud from Michigan predicted an extremely rough year for U.S. automakers. More layoffs, more plant closings. And that's a ding. Ding, 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 Bud, you're right. Number two, Rick from California. Identity of the Antichrist will be revealed. It's Bono of U2. Bonk. Three, David from Arizona, a big hurricane in August. I believe that would be a bonk. Had he said typhoons, it'd be a big ding. A caller from Minnesota, southern portion of California to break off. We get that every year, and every year California seems to remain intact. Number five, Jody from Kansas, a huge explosion at Cheyenne Mountain, Colorado. Bonk, I think. Now listen, if I'm wrong on the way I call any of these, feel free to send me a fast blast and I will correct it, all right? You have to work with me here. Bill from Oklahoma had number seven. Oh, no, number six was Jeff from Ohio. A lost city in Central America will be uncovered after a hurricane. Now I'm tentatively bonking that, but there's something that says it might be a ding. Number seven, Bill from Oklahoma. North Korea's regime collapses. Oh, we wish. North Korea will then be absorbed by China. Bonk. Number eight, John from Washington. Mount Rainier explodes. Bonk. Number nine, a caller from Quebec. Eight unmistakable big natural disasters. And I'm giving that a ding. We have had many. Number 10, unspecified impact in northern Mexico. Now, I'm not sure about that. I'm going to give it a bonk until I learn otherwise. Number 11, Gregory from Arkansas. The Son of God revealed. We get that every year. Bonk. And number 12, Preston from South Carolina said, a Category 3 hurricane will hit the Carolinas in September and or October. And I think that's a bonk. Finally, 13, Ari from Colorado, a gigantic magnetic disturbance to affect parts of the Midwest. Skies turn brown, northern lights appear. Well, we certainly did have that ding, ding, ding. Number 13, but that's... It's to be followed by quite a few dings. Now, I haven't reviewed them all, but I want a better year. And if we get somebody who really nails something hard, we're going to bring them on the program and let them, massage their predictions a little bit for us. This program, Coast to Coast AM, attracts people who are psychic. It attracts people who have a kind of inner knowing. And so I'm asking you to really work with that and give us a good prediction for the year 2007. All of that coming up next. This is actually a way that many of you who are truly blessed with second sight can prove yourself publicly. It is an annual event. I think I've been doing this now for about 13 years. 12, 13 years, something like that, every single year. And so, ladies and gentlemen, looking ahead toward 2007, it begins right now. On the first-time caller line, Steve in Vancouver, B.C., you're on the air.
Hi, Art. It's an honor to speak to you, long-time listener, first-time caller.
And also, you're going to be prediction number one, too.
Prediction number one? Well, I had a prediction a few years ago, Art, and I never told anybody about it, and it was that NASA was going to lose a shuttle on reentry.
Well, and see, never telling anybody about it, buddy, is no good. You can't do that. You got to tell people for it to mean
something. That's why I'm calling. My prediction for this year, Art, is that NASA's going to lose somebody in outer space this year.
Really? Is it going to be, you say somebody, now... Is it going to be a shuttle, do you know, or is it just going to be like an individual, say, on a spacewalk, or?
My prediction is it's just going to be an individual on a spacewalk working on something. I don't know if it's going to be NASA in particular or one of the organizations that's involved with NASA, but my prediction is that there's going to be somebody that is going to have some sort of accident up there, either let go, drift away from the space station, ride it out, they recover them, I don't know. But that's my prediction.
All right. It is now officially recorded as prediction number one, NASA loses somebody. All right. Thank you very much for the call, and take care. That's an interesting way to begin. And I guess that certainly is possible. I know the astronauts wear kind of little backpacks, and if they were to drift away from the shuttle, unless it was too far and too fast, they could get back. But there would be a million ways to die in space, whereas they say Nobody can hear you scream. Wildcard line, Billy in California, you are on the air.
Hello, Art. You know, when you, I got a tears coming in my eyes when you told the story about the little cat. I had known that an earthquake was going to hit the Philippines and was going to black everything out before it happened.
Also, why I'm didn't you call?
I did. I called. I couldn't get through. Begged them. And then, but I'm so glad I could get through to you now because there's going to be some more earthquakes between March and June.
Where?
That are going to tear the Philippines really bad.
Oh, this is just what I need to hear.
Well, I'm just telling you, I've been trying to get through to you because when you told about the little cat, I cried and I said, oh, dear God, we got to get him out of there. And it was like something said, call and tell him. I said, I can't just call and predict a big earthquake that, he ain't going to listen to me. I said, and then I said,
well, I appreciate your concern for my little Philippine cat, but
oh,
what about?
Oh, I cried. I love cats.
What? Yeah, but how about myself and my wife, and then all those Filipinos
safe,
who live there?
You must get your kittens out of there, and anybody else that is close to you, because it maybe not that might won't kill them. I didn't think it would kill you, but you would be cut off from everything. And here you're having this new little baby. I tell you, I paced the floor that night. I told about the kitties not crying. I said, how am I going to get through to him? He's got to get out of the Philippines.
Boy, I'll tell you what, the big earthquake, the big earthquake.
And I said, good, he's getting out of that apartment.
The big earthquake, condominium, the big earthquake in Taiwan literally destroyed the communications to the Philippines. And I'll tell you something, my ISDN line would still be down right now. So had I not left, we'd have been out of biz. You still there?
March and June, there's going to be such a little bit left of the Philippines, I mean, that won't be tore up. And you said you was getting that house, and I was saying, oh, I hope it's somewhere where it's be safe. And then when you got the cat, I was crying, and I said, he's got to get out of there.
Okay, I got it. All right, I appreciate it. Well, it's a cat you apparently had concern for. That's Dolly. Now, Dolly and my other two cats, Abydos and Yeti, are going to tentatively be headed for the U.S. here on January 8th. And they are with Shirley. Shirley Powell, I believe she is known as, on the Fantastic Forum. Thank you, Shirley, for, you know, let them hear my voice if you have the opportunity to do that. I talked to them seriously. I know it sounds silly to a lot of you, but before we left, I sat down on a number of occasions with each one of them and explained they are not being abandoned. They'll be with a wonderful lady who loves cats, and they're going to be coming back to the U.S. in the case of the two that originally left here. And Dolly, little Dolly, my goodness, she's going to get to make a trip to the other side of the world. So she even kind of looks Filipina. If you look at Dolly, and I had her, its photograph is not up now, but she actually looks sort of Philippine, to be honest with you. She's really cute. Really, really, really cute. All right, let's go to west of the Rockies and say, is it Avi?
It's Avi.
Avi. Welcome, Avi. You get to make prediction number 3 for 2007.
Oh, okay. First, I'd like to welcome you back home. And for Aaron, welcome to the United States and your new home.
Thank you.
And I'm sure that you will be greatly blessed this year with a beautiful child and that your family will all come together. Basically, my prediction is that Saddam Hussein's execution was faked. He is not dead. But he will be taken to his village, and they will pursue him in that manner. He is not dead.
Okay. I'll put that down. And I've heard some rumors and people, you know, on the internet talking about that already, thinking that the whole thing was faked and he was spirited off somewhere.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. That kind of thing immediately runs around the internet, of course. But what would be the point?
Well, you have to understand that there is that prophecy of the Mahdi rising, and just the fact that Saddam had always professed himself to be that individual and tried to build up himself as something other than he was. I believe that the whole thing in its clandestine nature, with no international entities, bodies there to witness it, I believe that they faked it.
All right. All right. You have made official prediction number 3. And, of course, the thing about making predictions on the air is there's no hocus-pocus involved. Everybody gets to hear it. Everybody gets to record it. And, baby, if you hit it, you really hit it. I'm Art Bell. Here I am. Here I am indeed. By the way, we're still doing the show virtually the same way we did in Manila. And there are call screeners. And the reason for that when I was in Manila was because, well, of course, I couldn't get telephone lines to answer myself in Manila. And even if I could, you all would have been making very, very expensive long-distance calls. So obviously that was a no-no. We're doing it now here because we did not have time to get phone lines, enough phone lines, you know, hooked up in the old way we did it. So that will probably eventually occur here, just to let you know. It is predictions for 2007. And again, I'm asking, please reach into thy psychic center. Think about it hard before you call. And come up with something that you think really is going to occur in 2007. Now, we always get the Antichrist will be back. We always get, well, we get a lot of things that are sort of just normal, that are sort of, I don't know, I think in many cases they're more wishes than they are actually thought out predictions or predictions that come from your psychic center. So back to the prediction lines in a moment. Back to business. East of the Rockies, you are on the air to make an official prediction for 2007.
It's a pleasure, Art, to speak with you again. This is Mark from Kansas City.
Hey.
If I could jar your memory, the last time we spoke was just after September 11th, and I made a reference to a possible prophecy, reference to the event itself in Isaiah, if you can remember that, when the towers fell. And that was
vaguely,
the last time we spoke.
Just vaguely, I've got to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's okay. But anyway, my prediction for 2007 is I've known it, and I just knew it when the war started that, you know, being knowledgeable of the violence between the Sunnis, you know, the tension and Kurds and the Shia, that it would be split up into three sections. And that's my prediction. Is this year they're going to get peace there, they're going to work it out, and they're going to end up splitting it up into three sections and giving each group their own peace.
Okay, so Iraq splits into three.
Yeah.
You know, it's entirely possible.
And it's already been, I've heard it's already been spoken of recently. Somebody's already started talking about it, actually. It's been brought up now. But I felt this way for, you know, since the war started.
Well, that may be the only ultimate resolution for them. So that's within the realm of possibility, I would say.
It's intuitive more than psychic. I consider myself more intuitive than psychic. I think it's more of a real senses, physical thing more than a...
A strong intuition, sir, is synonymous with psychic.
So,
my opinion.
And it's a pleasure speaking with you tonight.
Okay. Okay, your prediction, so that you might remember, is number 4. All right?
And I will be listening next year. I'll be looking forward to it.
Okay, take care. Prediction number 4, that Iraq splits into 3, and that may be the only way they're going to cure this sectarian violence that keeps going on. All right, going to John in Long Island, New York, on a wildcard line, you're on the air.
Hello, Art. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm glad to hear you and your wife are back in the United States and safe and sound. My prediction is I believe that UFO sightings won't only just double, but actually triple. And besides that, I believe there is probably going to be indisputable evidence in 2007 that UFOs actually really do exist.
That's quite a prediction. Why do you think that's going to happen? What do you think is going to propel such a change?
Probably probably because the technology is getting better and better every year. It's just a lot more people looking up in the sky. You know, they're more sensitive to certain things, and that's, I really believe that's going to happen. I really, really do.
Well, okay. There are more people, I suppose, looking into the sky for one reason or another. At least I hope there are. Thank you very much, and good luck with your prediction. I'll say this. The skies in Manila, in the Philippines, were pretty cloudy. With that much humidity and generally a lot of clouds around, you really didn't see stars. You'd have to get way out of the city to do that. And with respect to being here permanently, I think that, I own a condominium in Manila, and that's where Aaron's family is, and the odds are pretty good that, for example, after the baby is born, that we will make a trip back to the Philippines for some period of time and share the joy with Aaron's family. I mean, how could we not do that? Even though we have this magic of being able to have instant, wonderful communications with the Philippines, it's amazing to me. It just blows me away. Let's go to the wildcard line. David, it's your turn from Burbank, I guess.
You sure got it. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're going to have an American child. You're going to be born in America, huh?
Well, and there are certain advantages to that. Now, my child, whether it would be born here or in the Philippines, would be American by virtue of the fact that I'm the father. However, if it's born in the Philippines, you've then got to go to the embassy. After you get a birth certificate, then you've got to apply for a passport. It's a long, complicated, difficult thing to do. Whereas if the baby is born here in the U.S., you get a birth certificate right away. You carry it, you send a copy of it in, and 10 days later, you've got a passport.
That's great. Plus, your wife is a citizen, too, immediately, pretty much like millions of Mexicans.
No. Where'd you get that idea?
I don't know. I just heard on the radio, on TV, when millions of Mexicans come over here and they have kids in this country, they automatically become citizens somehow.
Oh, that is true. That certainly is true. But they immigrate not legally. Now, that's something else altogether. My wife is a legal immigrant. There's a big difference. Now, to become a citizen, that's about a five-year project.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Actually, the way it's going right now, we're really making a big mistake because we have a country by the millions coming into our country, and they don't even know what this country is about. Just as a joke with me and my friend, we went out with a picture, a color photograph of President George W. Bush, and we found some Mexicans that actually spoke English, and we showed a picture, and out of 50, we couldn't find one Mexican who knew who that person was. It was a picture of the President of the United States. And next time we're going to videotape it, and we're going to send it into a TV show. It's hilarious. But
one person who recognized George Bush?
You couldn't find one out. We counted, I think, 50, 52 Mexicans in California. We couldn't find one that knew, but their children knew who it was. We found it because they go to the school, and their parents didn't even know who George W. Bush was by showing the photograph.
Oh, my goodness. All right, my friend, thank you very much. Officially recorded as prediction number 5.
My prediction here. I think right now what's going to happen, since it's a pretty much no-brainer, I think that what's going to happen is through 2007, maybe sooner than later, that somebody in Democratic Party and the senator will lose their seat and it'll be taken over by Republican power. So the Senate will probably be taken back by the Republicans. And mysteriously, when that happens, the price of oil will shoot up real quick.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't you predict sightings tripling?
No. You had another call.
That was a previous call. Okay, I'm sorry. So you're... Where am I? You see, this is what jet lag does to you. So give it to me again in short form. It's number 6, not number 5.
Yeah, I predict our Bill will get his memory back.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Give me your prediction in short form.
In short form, Republicans will gain Senate power, and immediately thereafter, the price of oil will escalate upward.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Gain Senate control, and the price of oil goes up again, huh?
Yes, and people are going, gee, that's a coincidence, huh?
I kind of disagree with you. I don't think that whoever is in office or control of the Senate or the House or whatever has very much to do with the price of oil. But there is a big but there. Yeah. I have to admit, and anybody listening, I think, has to agree, every time we get close to a presidential election or any major election, even off year, the price of oil mysteriously drops.
You got that. And you know what? I've heard this through the rumor mills that if this January, if the Democrats do have power within the Senate, there is going to be massive investigations on the artificial oil shortage.
Okay. All right. Thank you very, very much. I mean, how does that work? Look back over the years at the elections, presidential, off year, doesn't matter. As you come up to an election, whoever is in power seems to have a way to get the price of oil to drop. Either that, or it's the most massive coincidence that we've ever recorded. I don't know. Now, how could I know that was not number six, and I thought I was still talking? I really am jet-lagged. That's why I was not here last night. Believe me, if you ever do it, fly from one side of the earth to the other, you're going to know it. And inevitably, you can't fly with 300 or 400 other people who are hacking and sneezing and coughing and have every variety of virus known to man without coming up with some of them. So that, of course, occurred. Okay, let's go to the international line. That would be, I guess, Clarice, I believe, in Toronto.
That is correct, Art. And it's just my pleasure to be speaking to you, Art. I've listened to you for quite a while, but I never thought I'd get to speak to you. You have a beautiful speaking voice.
Thank you.
Now, Art, before I make my prediction, first of all, I want to say all those disbelievers, you know, that Saddam Hussein is not dead, they better wake up again because he certainly is dead. And then I also want to wish you, Art, and your lovely wife, Erin, the very best with your coming child as well. The very, very
Thank
best
you.
For the new year.
Thank you.
Now, my prediction?
Yes.
My prediction is I think that within the next 3 to 6 months, Israel will attack Iran to try to take out some of their work on the bomb that they're building or trying to build.
That's a distinct possibility.
Yeah, that's why I say that. I feel it. They're
Israel,
not going to wait.
Israel, yeah, I guarantee, Israel is not going to allow Iran to get a nuclear device or 10. They're not. They're going to take it out. You're right.
Yeah, because they can't afford to wait for them to get that bomb and try to wipe them out first.
And ma'am, could you blame them?
Not at all. I think that's the smartest thing they can do. And you know what? I'm sure that they've gotten the approval from the United States, too. I'm positive. And I love the United States. I love the government. I love President Bush.
Let me tell you something.
What?
There's no country in the whole world that's any better than the USA.
You're right, Art. I'm a Canadian, but I tune into all the American channels, to the radio stations. Of course, I listen to your program. And I love the United States. I love your system, you know, government. It's better than ours.
God bless you. And have
you,
a good
dear.
Night. Take care. Yeah, listen, there are wonderful places on the earth. And I've said it a million times, the Philippine people are the friendliest people in the world. They just are the most wonderful, friendly people you're ever going to meet in your whole life. However, the United States of America, without any shadow of any doubt, has the best government for all the erosion of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution that's gone on. Do a little traveling if you doubt me. There is no country on the face of the earth where you have more rights, where you have more freedoms, where you have more than you have in this country. There's simply nothing to compare with it on the face of the globe. And so we are living in the, I hope not, last greatest days of the U.S. We've got to change our ways a little bit, but this is one wonderful country, and I've never deviated from that thought ever. On the first-time caller line, Pete in Omaha, you're on the air.
How's it going, Art? This is Pete. My prediction for 2007 at the end of the year, I'm I'm foreseeing a treaty between the United States and China. Massive military treaty.
Really?
Yeah.
What? How do you think that would affect, for example, Taiwan?
I have no idea.
Well, listen, China wants Taiwan. And, you know, we've got kind of a deal where we would send in carriers and protect Taiwan. Do you think that such a treaty would include the United States agreeing to stay out of any effort by China to take Taiwan back?
Well, I'm leaning more towards airspace for planes flying over America and China, trying to close the gap between America and China.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a big treaty with China.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be an act of good faith, but that's my prediction, late, like November or December of next year.
Done deal.
All right, thanks a lot.
Take care. That was prediction number 8, a major treaty with China. We'll do as many as we possibly can. First wildcard line, Robin in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, looking into the next year.
What I believe will happen is we're going to have a major communication letdown. I don't know if it should be the cell phones for sure, and very possibly the landline phones also.
Really?
Yes. And
any idea what will precipitate it?
I believe that the sunspots on the sun will definitely have something to do with the cell phones. I don't know if it's alien interaction or what, but I know that I see the major communication letdown, and then it'll be good for C-SPAN and C-Crane because they're going to want to get their walkie-talkies out, and people will definitely want that. They'll be in high demand because there is definitely going to be a shutdown of communication.
Well, I hope that doesn't come true. All right, your prediction is now recorded officially as number 9.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. And I certainly hope that one does not come true. By the way, I think I mentioned to you on the air from the Philippines that Aaron and I got these new Sony phones, which are really cool. If you have G3, you can actually see, you know, they're picture phones. You can see, but there is no G3 here. It's coming. We'll have G3 in the next year or so. They're beginning to build it out right now, so it's coming. Karen in Arizona, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, except for this cold.
Oh well, I have a little bit of one myself. So, but my prediction for 2007, and it will probably come later in 2007, and this may cause a few jaws to drop, but Israel will offer, and the Iraqi government will accept military assistance to put down the insurgents and the militants.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And peace will end up sort of breaking out. It's going to be ugly for a while, but things will then start settling down.
Do you think that the United States will withdraw troops, or do you think, they're considering what to do right now, and we could, for example, put more troops into Iraq. That's one option, and the other would be a sort of a phased withdrawal.
I think it's probably going to be a phased withdrawal, but not for a while yet.
Not for a while yet. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very, very much, and take care. I don't know. I wish I knew what the ultimate answer would be in Iraq. I think that they are going to put more troops in. They're going to try to stabilize before giving up and beginning to pull troops out. They're going to put more in, and who knows? We could perhaps do it. We could, if we had enough troops in there, begin to stabilize the situation. Or perhaps, as the earlier caller said, Iraq might split into 3, and that might end the sectarian violence. That's a very interesting idea. You guys are all right. We're doing predictions for 2007, and it's coming very rapidly. From the high desert, feels so good to say that, the high desert and the great American Southwest, I'm Art Bell.